coming up on All Access.
What we all been waiting for? Don't miss this opportunity. We'll only get tonight. There is no tomorrow.
That's why we're here. We fight. For the name on the front of the shirt, not the back. We fight to get here.
The Patriots 24 and the Jaguars 20.
This doesn't happen everywhere.
They're bound for Super Bowl 52 in Minneapolis.
Everywhere. This shouldn't happen anywhere. And yet.
Snap right now. Kick up. Kick is on the way. And it is
good. It's good. It's good. At a minute.
We fight because this never gets old.
Well done. Kick up. Kick is on the way. Kick is good. Kick is good.
We fight because we're never out of it.
Back to throw. Look. Fires left. Intercepted. Rodney Harrison.
We fight for the full 60 minutes. And when we fight, it is unreal. Unbelievable.
Completed the greatest comeback in Super Bowl history.
After all the practice and sprints and hills, we fight because we're going back to the ship.
As snow falls here in the bold north of Minnesota, the New England Patriots are less than 24 hours away from a goal that began in the sweaty heat of Foxborough. A win in Super Bowl 52 would be a record-tying sixth Lombardi Trophy for the New England Patriots, and that would cement their status as the preeminent organization in professional sports. The American media has swarmed here to the Mall of America to chronicle the nation's premier sporting event and the Patriots' quest for greatness. Welcome to this special Super Bowl edition of Patriots All Access presented by Geico. I'm Steve Burton. So happy to have you along on the eve of Super Bowl 52. The Patriots are in their hotel room insulated from the Minnesota frigid winter. Yes, and Dan Roach, he's been with the team all week, and he recaps the week that was as they lead up to the big game.
We love you, Patriots out!
Spirited pep rally, the AFC champions boarded their buses and headed to TF Green Airport for their flight to Minnesota. Aircraft One and the players arrived in style and were greeted by Patriots Hall of Famer Willie McGinnis.
I felt addicted. This is so good.
The Pats' first order of business in Minnesota was opening night at the Xcel Arena, an event formerly known as Media Day.
You can never really prepare yourself for what you're going to be asked.
You've got to have my ear.
All right.
Keep careful watch of my brother's soul.
Gronkowski's not right.
We did get a hint on the medical front when Rob Gronkowski, recovering from a concussion he received during the AFC Championship, was able to play Madden against his former teammate and now Eagle, LeGarrette Blount.
So would you say you feel more comfortable that you're leaning toward that you're going to play?
Yes, I just said it over there. Yes, I'll be.
On Wednesday, it was off to the Minnesota Vikings practice facility, built in 1981 at the Winter Park in Eden Prairie, Minnesota.
To get back to business, mentally and physically, I think is what we need.
On Thursday, Gronk cleared the NFL concussion protocol and was a full go for practice.
I officially got the word today that I was clear, so it was super nice to hear from the doctors going through the whole process and ready to roll.
And now Sunday, a chance for the Patriots to tie the Pittsburgh Steelers with a sixth Super Bowl and a third crown in the last 4 years.
I don't think about, you know, legacy. I've never thought about that. You know, I think my motivation just comes from me trying to be the best I could be for this team. And, you know, we've got to go out and try to figure out how to play our best game of the year if we're going to win this game.
Now, Tom Brady, of course, lost his jersey after the Super Bowl win last year. This year, he said he's either taking it with him if they win, if they lose, he's throwing it in the garbage. So simple as that, Steve.
And we are here to collect it if it goes in the garbage. I know that right now. Hey, how do you think this team matches up against the Eagles?
I think here's what I look at the Patriots, right? They've won 5 Super Bowls by an average margin of 4 points, right? Every game they've been there, they've done that. They know how to do it. Belichick and Brady, the 2 losses, freak plays to the Giants. As far as I'm concerned, this team will be there in the fourth quarter. The difference, Tom Brady. They're coached up by Belichick. Tom Brady, the difference. I think somehow they find a way to win a 6th Super Bowl championship. Well,
what do you think about all these New England fans behind you?
Yeah.
Gotta love it. Well, they tracked all the way here from Minnesota. Gotta love it.
And I feel bad there's one Eagle fan who's not here for long.
Yeah, there's one. Don't worry about the Eagle fan. All right, Scott Zolak's on deck. Stay with us. You're watching Patriots All Access live from Minnesota. We'll be right back.
Coming up on All Access.
Coach Bill Belichick, quarterback Tom Brady, both sit down with Scott Zolak on the eve of Super Bowl 52.
I'm happy that we have that opportunity. I hope I can go out there and do my best.
You know, what you're going to remember from this week is the score. That's it.
And later, they may not be the most recognized players on the team, but meet some unheralded Patriots in their Super Bowl run.
I just knew coming into the situation that I had to humble myself and work for everything.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. By Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
What the Super Bowl means to me, first of all, it's a dream come true. From the moment you learned about football, now to be able to play in that game that you know you used to play on video games or you always dreamed of as a kid, it's a blessing and definitely a dream come true, and I just thank God for the gift.
Welcome back to Minnesota, everyone, in this live Super Bowl edition of Patriots All Access presented by GEICO. Well, regardless of tomorrow's outcome, Bill Belichick is by far the greatest coach in NFL history. There's no debate about it. There's no debate. Absolutely, he would have won 3 out of 4 Super Bowls. Are you kidding me? For the second time in franchise history, that is absolutely unheard of. Now, Scott Zolak, known as the Belichick Whisperer by the New York Times, he sat down with the coach as they gear up for the Eagles.
Super Bowls in your coaching career, going back to the first one, 1986 out in Pasadena with the Giants. What do you remember from that first game that stands out to you as far as?
It was 2 different games. The first half was one game, the second half was another game, which is not that uncommon in these Super Bowls because of the length of time at halftime, just the length of the game. So that was the main thing about the game that stood out.
All right, you look at Doug Peterson. You've coached against Doug before. I know he was in Kansas City. But you look at them on offense as far as Philly. I know it's different personnel. Kansas City may have a little bit more speed with guys like Tyreek Hill. But is this the Kansas City offense when you see him? Does it resemble it?
It resembles it, yeah.
It does.
Certainly West Coast basis. But they've added a lot of their own modifications to it. And they're big play offense. They hit a lot of big plays to receivers, tight ends, and their backs. So I think they're very explosive. They're very good on third down. They're very good in the red area. So those things make them a good offense.
Is this the best tight end combo you guys may have faced all year as far as a 1-2 punch?
They're pretty good. The backs are good. The skill players are good. The quarterback's good. So they're pretty solid across the board.
And Doug's pretty good play caller, too.
Yeah, very aggressive. And, they make a lot of big plays. They make big plays on all three downs, and that's a problem too.
Last time played the Eagles, 2015, I sat there with you doing the Bellustrator, and you brought up a guy that not a lot of people knew at the time by the name of Fletcher Cox. This guy's a game wrecker, and I think people understand who Fletcher Cox is now.
Yeah, he sure is one of the best defensive linemen in the league. He really can do it all. He's a very powerful, explosive player that can reset the line of scrimmage. Hard to block in the running game, and very athletic and powerful in the pass rush as well. So a player similar to Sue that Coach Schwartz had at Detroit. That type of player, big, strong, physical, fast, athletic, and aggressive. So he's a good one.
How important is it for you to normalize the actual game? I know you got 21 new players that weren't there last year, but you got a lot of veterans and some experience.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about it. I mean, there's going to be new players in the game every year, and I think we can learn from some of the things that we've experienced before. But in the end, for the guys that are doing it for the first time, they'll have to learn as they go a little bit. But I think the main thing is to be well prepared. If you're well prepared, then it's a lot easier to adjust what you have to adjust to. And that's the key for us this week, is to have a great week of preparation and be ready to go on Sunday.
From a historical perspective, I've been around you a long time. It's your 11th Super Bowl. I mean, that's saying something. That's 21% of the Super Bowls played you've had your hand in. Your respect for this game, what does it mean to you, last one here, to play for the world championship again and have your team here?
Yeah, well, I'm excited for our team. Our team's worked really hard. We've got a lot of good players, and we've been at it for a long time, all the way back since the beginning of the off-season program in the middle of April, and then started training camp in late July. So these guys have put in a lot of work, a lot of effort, and we have an opportunity to make it extra special, and I'm happy that we have that opportunity. I hope I can go out there and do my best, and I'm sure all of our players and coaches will try to do the same. Right, put our best product on the field Sunday against the Eagles.
All right, great stuff. Good luck tomorrow at Super Bowl 52. It's been a real pleasure.
All right, appreciate it.
Yeah,
all right, thank
coach,
you.
Go get
Thanks.
It. All right. Well, there's your head coach for the New England Patriots, the Hayes in the barn, so to speak, there, Steve Barton. Meaning, you go back to Thursday night.
Yep.
So he goes out with his girlfriend, Linda. They go to see Timberwolves game. Very good friends with Coach Thibodeau. Tells you that the work week sort of ended on Wednesday. They really went at it Tuesday, Wednesday, when their feet hit the ground here. Geared back a little bit on Thursday. Same thing on Friday. We're sitting here on a Saturday night. I think this team's ready to go. You got two coordinators with the team for the last time, too.
Well, yeah, let me ask you. This is the last go-round for some of these coordinators. Yeah. Okay, they're moving on. How much and how special it is for them to finish strong?
Well, I think it's very important because I think it's about legacy. I think it's about putting your own stamp on it. I mean, they had 2 weeks to get ready for the Philadelphia Eagles, a team they really don't know that well. But you go back, you look at some of the film. The nice thing is you got Nick Foles for three games to kind of take a peek at him. So it's not an entire season of Carson Wentz to sort of prepare for. So I give Matt Patricia more of a hands up in this game plan, which one could be better on Sunday when it all unfolds. I love Josh. I think Josh is going to have some things up his sleeve for him. I look for the Patriots to play out front, get a lead, get out ahead of this team, flip the thing, put it in Nick Foles' lap and see what he can do with it.
I'm a man.
All right, buddy.
Thank you very much.
All right, let's go. One more.
We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this. Live from Minnesota. Stay with us.
You hold me back.
I'm still alive.
I'm focused, staying on track.
I'm still alive.
I learn not to overreact.
I'm still alive.
Good job by Johnson Batamosi, the Patriots cornerback.
I just knew coming into the situation that I had to humble myself and work for everything and earn everything. That's what I did.
But it's like almost like going to a new school when you were a kid. The first day, you don't really know no one. You don't really know where to go. You got to adapt to the environment pretty fast.
Dropped at the 49. Flowers. The play by Marquise Flowers.
You're out of your comfort zone a little bit, I should say. You got to get comfortable again. But, you know, I was looking forward to it, and I'm glad I'll do it all over again.
And I always wanted to contribute, and that was my whole thing this year.
It's off.
Go, baby!
Intercepted. Matt Moore brought down by the newest of Patriots, Eric Lee.
Being able to contribute and making sure that when my name's called, I'm out there and I'm making plays.
I think all these guys know that the motto of the NFL is the more you can do. And, I mean, I think that's what it's all about. If you can do just one thing, you got to be the best at that one thing. But if you can do multiple things and help contribute to the team and stay ready and stay prepared for everything, all of those things, then you'll definitely have a shot, especially here. I think it's just follow the guys who are already here. We've got a lot of good leaders around here. There's a lot of people that know what's going on, and everything around here happens a little bit quicker than most people who come in are used to.
Fires down the field, caught. Troy Brown at the 40. Touchdown. Pocket collapses, and a sack for Rob Ninkovich.
It's kind of a pattern. You've seen it in a couple of different ways and a lot of different positions where guys who maybe weren't playing a lot at the beginning of the season find a role and are contributing in a different way than they originally were. And I think it's definitely, you know, part of the way things are done here is like you have to work for everything you get. Nothing is going to be given to you.
Well, three guys that weren't on the roster in July, and think about this, how the Patriots are able to maximize their roster. Welcome back to Patriots All Access live from Minnesota, the Super Bowl edition. We got a great show for you. We're having fun here in Minneapolis at the Mall of America. You know, last time Minnesota hosted the Super Bowl was back in 1992 when the Redskins defeated the Buffalo Bills. It was cold that day. It's even colder now. As a matter of fact, tomorrow will be the coldest Super Bowl in NFL history. And Megan O'Brien reports, there is plenty of party for the hardy.
What makes Minnesota the bold north?
The cold weather.
The frigid cold weather.
All right. Time to curl.
Let it go.
I'm getting better. There's work to be done, but getting better. Making my way downtown, walking fast. That's not Prince. Purple rain, purple rain. Oh! Music. Thanks for following along.
Megan O'Brien, and you know what? How was Minnesota? You certainly got around town, didn't you?
Oh, I did. I've been everywhere in Minnesota. It's cold, but let me tell you, these people here are special, Steve. They're excited for the Super Bowl. There's so much to do, and they embrace the cold. They embrace the winter.
Did you see a lot of New England fans around town?
I did. I saw New England fans, but let me tell you, everyone was so nice. I went curling. I did a Prince tour yesterday.
We saw that.
If we learn anything from this piece, it's that I cannot sing.
We saw that, too.
I cannot. I'm not very athletic, but I had a blast, and in Minnesota, it certainly is, despite the cold, absolutely a destination for the Super Bowl.
And everywhere you look, you saw New England fans, right?
That's right. Go Pats.
All right. Stay with us. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Gillette, official shave of the New England Patriots. By the Massachusetts State Lottery. Visit a lottery retailer today for the new 5x champions ticket. And by Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner.
The Super Bowl means to me an opportunity to reach your end goal as a team. It's the ultimate team goal. You know, I think every guy comes in here, you want to do this individually, you want to do that. But at the end of the day, we all want to win our Super Bowl. You understand? That takes a total team effort. So I think for us as a group, there's no better place we'd rather be is playing in the Super Bowl and hopefully coming away with the win.
Sport, he has rewritten the language, and Brady's work ethic is absolutely off the charts. Scott Zolak got a chance to sit down with TB12. He found out he's relaxed, he's comfortable before his 8th Super Bowl.
Let's go back to the beginning of this week. A hectic week for you. Drop the mic moment. How was the rally to kick things off this week? I mean, you're 40 and you're dropping mics. I mean,
it was great,
like,
man.
You're 20.
It was great. We're having fun. I mean, it was a great scene out there. Every year, it's just, it blows me away. You know, we're leaving for the Super Bowl. I remember some of these rallies that we had, and today was incredible. So you get hyped up out there. People are screaming, and, you know, we're getting excited, and, you know, next thing you know, we're saying some crazy things, and I'm having a good time.
The tight end was excited. Now, did he teach you that from London way back in the day? Remember when he spiked the mic? He ended up shattering.
He did.
I think you guys couldn't talk after that.
He did, I know. Thank God. And that was an easy way to send us off. So they were all pretty excited that, you know, get out there and, you know, we're heading to the bus to come to Minnesota.
All right, last week, the head coach said it obviously wasn't open heart surgery, but I played a position. You obviously play it now. Your hand is vital to the position.
Yeah.
You had a little scare last week, right? A couple, couple hours?
I think it was pretty, I'd say it was a pretty big scare for me. You know, it's an important part of my body. So I really, a lot of times, only care about what my right arm is doing. So, you know, my right hand, you know, that's pretty important. And, you know, it wasn't quite sure how it was going to turn out. I mean, I knew it wasn't going to be perfect. Fortunately, it was good enough for the Jacksonville week, and it was a tough game. And then, you know, with 2 weeks to get ready to go for the Eagles, you know, I'm hoping it's 100%.
Cover you for a long time. You're pretty aware of, I think, what's said on the outside. Now, there's a graphic of the continental United States out there asking people, who are you rooting for? I mean, do you embrace the hate? That's kind of what motivates the team, right?
Yeah. I can understand. I mean, there's not a lot of people, you know, I wouldn't be rooting for us if I rooted for another team, too. That's just the way it goes. And I think we've been a team that's been tough to beat for a long time, and they want to beat us, and they want to see other people win this game. And I'm fine with that. I mean, fortunately, you know, we're only playing 53 other guys on the other team, and they're playing 53 of us, and whoever wins is going to be who plays the best. But that's part of playing football. It's part of playing sports.
What do you like the most about this team? Is it resiliency or the ability of that next guy stepping up?
That's a great word. And I think there's a lot of resiliency. I think there's a lot of determination. I don't think this team's ever really batted an eye. We took the blows, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, we took them. We didn't like them. Some of them didn't feel very good. But then we came back and started swinging again.
Yeah.
And I think it hasn't always looked pretty. But I think we found our way coming down the stretch. And, you know, to be 2-2, to finish, whatever, 13-3, 15-3 now, you know, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. I mean, I've been a part of a lot of good teams.
Sure.
I mean, that's a great way to finish the year.
When you take the field tomorrow, it's going to be the eighth one for you, obviously. You played in seven of these, most of any quarterback in history. What's different about the day that you've learned from going back to? How much will you rely on those previous seven when you take that field tomorrow?
Quite a bit. I know how to pace the week. You know, I know what's important. You know, what you're going to remember from this week is the score.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll have some memories of maybe a couple other things, but at the end of the day, you know, the ones you win are that's what you're going to remember. The ones we've lost, man, I've tried to put those so far back in the back of the brain. No, those are hard to ever get to. So I think just being, you know, focused on what we're here for. We're not here for the parties. We're not here for the, you know, all the other extracurriculars. We're here to win the game. I love where we're at. I love where we're at as a team. You know, we've had a couple great weeks of practice preparing for this, and now we get to go cut it loose.
Let's see it one more time. Thanks for letting me call my third in 4 years. It's been special.
Good, man.
Go out and have
glad
your day tomorrow.
Thanks,
though.
You know, this whole thing starts with Patriots owner Robert Kraft, but not too many guys get the chance to sit down with the head coach and the quarterback as
well. It's
been a
good
week. Interview with Brady.
It's been a good week. Thank you. Thank you very much, Steve. And he's relaxed, and I think he did have a scare. I think when you look at that hand, I think all eyes were on that hand when he came out against Jacksonville, and to see that KT tape wrapped around it and not actually have a glove on.
Sure.
People were excited, and I think he was able to grip the ball better. We're 11 days after that, so I think, you know, the hand is healed. I know there was some stuff talked about this week, but he's ready to go.
Are you amazed at how confident and yet how humble Brady is over
his career? He's the same guy, Steve. He's been the same. There's really not anything more to say about him. He's been the same guy since day one. It's not even Tom Brady last year, Tom Brady 2001. Then he wins that one, and he wins three in his first 4 years in the league. And he's got a unique situation to where he can bookend. You know, I'm not going to say he's done, because I do not think he's done. I think he's got a couple of years left. But to have that dynasty, another one, three out of four at the back end, it's pretty cool for everybody.
One last question, and he's been able able to do this, but start fast in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it'd be great to do that. I really do. Right. I think this team's ready for it. I think the matchup on the outside, don't fall asleep on Brandon Cooks or Chris Hogan on the outside. This is Josh McDaniels' last game as offense coordinator. Let's get a 14-10-point lead. Let's play out in front. Let's put the RPO in Nick Foles' lap and see what they can do with it. They're very confident on the other side.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. The Patriots are dealing with the best quarterback in the business. Thank you very much, Scott.
Hey, it's been good. Mike Reese is coming up. He's been at every party.
We got Mike Reese. We got Paul Perillo. We got our panel coming right back. Stay with us. We got more of Patriots All Access coming to you live from Minnesota.
First down, back to throw is McNabb. Here's a rush, he looks, he fires, it is intercepted. Picked off by Rodney Harrison. Second and goal, Philadelphia 4. Brady Collins signals, back to throw. Looks, fires to the right. Touchdown, right side of the end zone to David Gibbons. Snap to McNabb, back to throw. Looks, fires left. Intercepted. Rodney Harrison at the 20. He falls down, and that is it. And the Patriots are world champions again. 24-21. Back-to-back. World championships. 3 out of 4. Yes, it's a dynasty.
Oh, how awesome is that? I mean, it just gives you chills, doesn't it? It is the Bold North, and the Patriots hope to boldly go where no team has gone before. Welcome back to Patriots All Access in this Super Bowl edition of Patriots All Access. Boy, we're having fun here in Minnesota. Aren't we, guys? We're having a blast in DVR. You know, the Patriots are trying to do the unthinkable with one team in their way, the Philadelphia Eagles. Bob Soucy, it's a rematch of Super Bowl 39, and Bob Soucy, the voice of the Patriots, well, he has a look at the Eagles.
The Eagles' 38-7 rout of the Vikings captured their third NFC championship all time and first since falling to the Patriots 13 years ago in Super Bowl 39. Despite tying the Pats with the NFL's best record and posting the top point differential in 2017, Philly was widely viewed as the underdog entering its two home playoff games against Atlanta in Minnesota. Embracing the role, the disrespected Eagles were dominant on defense, allowing only 2 touchdowns overall and pitching a second-half shutout in each win. In the victory over the Vikings, Philly trailed early before a pick six by Patrick Robinson. And a fumble recovery by ex-Patriot Chris Long led to an onslaught of 38 unanswered points for the NFC team leader in turnover margin. Meanwhile, quarterback Nick Foles, a late-season replacement for the injured Carson Wentz, passed for 352 yards and 3 scores, including a pair to Alshon Jeffrey, who was one of 3 Eagles with at least 8 touchdown catches this year.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Don't worry about the Eagles. Patriots got them. That's what I'm saying right now. Hopefully the Patriots will get it done. It wouldn't be Patriots All Access without the balustrade. We got that coming up straight ahead. And Mike Reese and Paul Perillo and our panel. We'll be right back live from Minnesota.
All right, Coach, a couple tight looks here at the Philadelphia Eagles as we get ready for Super Bowl 52. What do you got drawn up for us?
Well, they create a lot of problems, but certainly on defense, they create a ton of problems with the pass rush, and we're going to have to do a great job with that. With the, not only their 4 pass rushers, but they have great depth. They use really all their defensive linemen. This is a good example right here. This is Barnett, their rookie from Tennessee, number one draft choice, coming around the edge, stripping Prescott, Bradham on the scoop and score, runs it in for a touchdown. Defensively, they've been able to create a lot of big plays, negative plays, turnovers, points on defense, and you know, it's hard enough to stop their offense, but when they get bonus points like this from their defensive unit, then
they're wide too.
Yeah, and again, this is you know, Barnett coming off the edge. This is Chris Long here, Fletcher Cox inside, Jernigan. They have so many good players and so many good rushers that, and again, it doesn't take much here. They're just able to nick the ball off of Prescott, and Bradham scoops it up for you know, for an easy touchdown.
Sure.
last week in the Minnesota game, Vikings are up 7-0. Looks like, you know, they're moving the ball a little bit here.
Decent field position.
Good field position.
42.
Yep. Yeah. And this is Chris Long coming around the edge here, and just gets a piece of Keenum's arm. Robinson makes the interception, and really good run back here. Really good hustle by the Eagles, getting those blocks, and then Robinson breaks it back across the field, pick up another block.
Too. Wow!
And another defensive score. So, great interception return. But again, the majority of the problem comes up here on the pass rush with either, like we've seen, the strip sack, or in this case, hitting the quarterback's arm, forcing a bad throw, and then taking the ball and, you know, running it back for a touchdown. So, again, that pass rush is really going to be a problem. And that was the only problem they caused the Vikings last Sunday. Yeah, and it's Barnett again.
Yeah.
So this kid's really come in as a rookie and done a good job for him, and given him a lot of big plays. But, again, a very, very good front there. It's Graham and they're really good rush teams. So this is Barnett coming off the edge here. He beats a cut block and knocks the ball off of Keenum again.
Yeah, guy sliding that way. This guy's releasing. We're not going to see protections like that, right? Hopefully not.
Where the tight end has the defensive end on the other side now.
Yeah, tight end scanning right to left from the right side.
Not against these guys.
No. Yeah, too quick.
So
Scar will be better than that. Yeah.
But this is, again, right across the board, Cox, Graham, you can see how wide they are. They really force these linemen to stretch out and get them. Barnett, Long again. But, you know, if they can find one bad matchup, one-on-one, or in this case, they're trying to block over here to get some blocking angles, but they create a bad matchup on Barnett. He makes them pay for it. So we're just going to have to do a good job across the board, but handling this defensive line is going to be a big problem.
Great luck. Good luck, Coach, as you attempt to win 3 in 4 years. Go get them in Super Bowl 52.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Adam.
All right.
Well, yeah, I got a little ahead of myself. But can't get enough of the Bella Straight, I'll tell you that right now. We'll be back with our panel right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Bank of America, official bank of the New England Patriots. By Putnam Investments, you, your advisor, and Putnam, pursuing excellence through the power of teamwork.
Has been. I want to, you know, we have good news, we have bad news. Let's start with the bad news first. Ty Law did not make it into the Hall of Fame. That surprised you?
You know, a little bit, and I am disappointed. That's a great word for it, because I have so much respect and admiration for Ty Law's career. I saw him impact games. I saw him impact big games.
Yep.
And I thought that might be, you know, the criteria that they're looking for to get him in. He's been close. This is 2 years in a row now. He's been, I think he was in the final 10. He's going to get in. I'm a little disappointed it didn't happen when the Patriots were here.
I think you'll get in, too. Well, it's going to be tough next year, because when you look at it, you got Champ Bailey coming in. You got Ed Reed coming in. And Brian Dawkins getting in this year, I think, hurt Ty Law's candidacy. But you look at the interception total, 53 in the regular season, add 6 in the playoffs. Of course, we remember the game against Peyton Manning when he intercepted him 3 times in the AFC Championship game. Ty Law, a worthy candidate for the Hall of Fame, but just edged out this year.
I mentioned good news, bad news. The good news is Randy Moss did get in.
Yeah,
and I think that's a no-brainer. I mean, if ever there was, you know, a guy who was an obvious candidate for the Hall of Fame, it's Randy Moss. And we remember him and all the things that he did in 2007 with the Patriots. But you look back when he was a young pup in Minnesota, guys.
Right.
This was just a truly dominant player. He dominated game after game for that Vikings offense. We remember the high-scoring teams. He was the biggest reason why.
We were treated to those breathtaking moments. I mean, my favorite moment in Patriots regular season history, guys, was the 2007 finale against the Giants when Brady and Moss broke that record. But the play before was the incomplete pass down the right sideline, and they went back to
it
again.
To it.
I have never felt the way I felt covering a game at that time when he made that play. He just treated us to so many great moments.
All right, let's get to this game. What concerns you most about the Philadelphia Eagles?
Well, I'll lead this one off, Paul, because I'm going to go with what I call a giant problem here, because when you think about the Patriots and when the Super Bowl hasn't gone their way, it's when the pass rush has got to Tom Brady and sort of stopped the offense in its tracks. And Bill Belichick's Belastrator, which was on before us, was heavy on the Eagles' pass rush. Right. And I thought that was telling that pretty much his whole segment was all about the pass rush. And I remember at the end of this game, Tom Brady saying, like, these Giants, man, it was like trying to throw through a forest. Like, their arms were up, and they just came after him. And so what you can't have happen, Steve and Paul, is for the Eagles to have that type of performance against the Patriots.
They're booing Eagles, I'll tell you right now, Paul. Yeah.
You know, for me, you know, Scott Zolak likes to play the old music, you know, the REO Speedwagon. Right. I go with the RPO Speedwagon. I think that's a part of this Eagles offense that we're not all familiar with, and I don't think the Patriots are overly familiar with. Now, you talk to a lot of people on both sides, they sort of think this is a little overrated. You know, you talk to the Patriots defenders, and they're certainly looking at it as, and these, in fact, I should probably explain, an RPO is a run-pass option, and this is putting a lot of pressure, a lot of decision-making on the quarterback, but this is an offense that Nick Foles is very comfortable running. He's been in this system with Chip Kelly, and basically you're reading linebackers, you're reading the movement of the front seven, and you're deciding whether or not to keep a pass or to throw the ball, and you can run or pass, and I do think that puts some stress on the defense, but I also think the second part of that is it's a little overrated. I don't think they run it nearly as often as some of the stat keepers like to say it is.
Put the phrase you want to look out for tomorrow.
Well, I'll start with Rob Gronkowski. I mean, he's going to be in this game, and he's going to be a big factor in the game. He's never going to come off the field, and he makes things easier for Josh McDaniels. I want to share what I thought was one of the most interesting things I heard all week. Bill Belichick talking about Rob Gronkowski. We know all about, you know, the unbelievable physical traits that he has. Right. We talk about his thunderous touchdown spikes. But what I would say about Gronkowski that Belichick said, he called him a very sophisticated player. And he said, I haven't had a guy like this outside of one other guy, Mark Bavaro, the Giants tight end, who, you know, when you list Bill Belichick's favorite players of all time, Bavaro's right there.
Right, so, next to Lawrence Taylor.
Exactly. Yeah. I thought that was a very telling remark by Bill Belichick. And you think about Gronkowski, what is he saying when he calls him, you know, that intelligence? And, you know, Gronkowski has learned how to play the game. He only played 22 games in college at Arizona, but with experience, yeah, his eighth year in the league, you see that experience paying off.
I'll say this about Gronk. He's hungry. Yeah. Don't forget, he missed last year's Super Bowl sitting out.
Absolutely. And I think that was a big part of why the Patriots fell behind, quite frankly, Steve. Right. And I'm going to stick with tight ends when we're talking about guys to watch. The Eagles have a pretty good one, and not the same kind of player as Rob Gronkowski. Not the physicality in the running game, I think, that Gronk provides. But Zach Ertz is a guy that does a lot of different things for that offense. He's another guy with eight touchdowns on the Eagles, and also a guy they love to go to on third downs. He makes a lot of plays when they need play. They need to move the chains. It's generally Zach Ertz. I think more than half of his catches have resulted in first downs this year, and a big chunk of those came on third down.
And I just add in, that's where you talk about Patrick Chung, the Patriots safety. When
huge
you're going up against
Sunday,
tight ends,
Mike.
Patrick Chung has been an eraser for the Patriots.
Here's a guy that sort of scares me, Fletcher Cox. Talk about him and what he brings.
Well, I think he has an unbelievable combination of speed and power on the inside. I think maybe Aaron Donald, who many believe is the defensive player of the year, is the only interior defensive lineman I think that compares to Fletcher Cox. Talking to David Andrews a little bit this week and just sort of the respect that they have. This is a guy that can impact games and impact double teams. He takes a lot of blockers, and someone else, Steve, might get the tackle for a 3-yard loss, but it's really Fletcher Cox that makes the disruption and makes the play.
And the concept in trying to get to Tom Brady is how do you get there the fastest from point A to B, right up the middle. That's why the interior offensive line, Joe Tooney, yes, David Andrews, Shaq Mason, going to be critical for the Patriots in this game.
All right, TB12, it starts and ends with him. What makes him so good, especially at this game?
You know, I've been watching
this game.
Yeah, I've been watching the documentary, you know, the Tom versus Time documentary, and we've been up close and personal, Mike, for all these years watching him play, but you're still struck by his just commitment and his attention to detail, his film watching. And, you know, when he sits there and tells you, you can sit down and not leave a chair for 5, 6, 7 hours. How many other guys, even the great ones, how many other guys are willing to do that?
Right.
And I think, well, what strikes me going into games like this? That. There might be a play that comes up and he says, hey, remember that preseason game against Cincinnati that we did X, Josh? Let's try that here. We might be getting a look, and that's born out of all that preparation.
So relaxed this week, Steve. To me, this was the highlight of the week, spending 3 hours in terms of, you know, four different days answering, hearing Tom Brady answer questions. My favorite part was when he was asked about the idea of retirement and having the latitude on when to choose when to retire, and he said, why does everyone want me to retire? I don't get it. And why would he, Steve? He's playing at the highest level right now.
Guys, I want to bring up how special this week was. The Not Done Work Network, this is the end of the Not Done Network for this this week, and boy, Mr. Kraft, the organization, all the guys behind the scenes, what a week they put together, and what a facility. I mean, they spread this thing out, and they were on 24/7. What a time here, huh?
Yeah, you know, and being behind the scenes and being a small part of what we did all week, you know, the fact that Robert and Jonathan Kraft were able to sign off on it, and I want to give a little shout-out to a couple other guys. Matt Smith and Fred Kirsch, I thought, were instrumental in putting this together, and I think this was a really, really great thing and a special thing that other fans, I'm telling you right now, Eagles fans were coming up to us saying, we wish we had something like this.
All right, not done. We are done.
Good stuff.
We are done. That's going to do it for this edition of Patriots All Access coming to you live from Minnesota. Don't forget to tune in right after the game on WBZ.